Welcome to the Loving Kindness Practice for a Loved One. So settling into the position that you've chosen for this practice, and remembering to find a posture as far as possible that's comfortable and which also invites your body to support qualities of being awake and present with your experience. And just reminding yourself of your intention for this practice, the way that you are going to invite yourself to be with your experience. And you may wish to put a hand over your heart area to just remind yourself to invite a sense of warmth, kindness, friendliness, to whatever you're experiencing. And remembering this practice is not about feeling anything in particular. It's not about feeling good or feeling lovely or blissed out. This practice is about bringing a sense of goodwill and good intention to whatever you're focusing on. So you may want to take a moment to just help yourself to come fully into this present moment by focusing on the sensations of your feet in contact with the ground or your knees in contact with the ground. Or the gentle movements of your breath, perhaps in your belly or your chest. And just allow yourself to keep bringing your attention back into this present moment. And the invitation now is to bring to mind a being. Could be a human being or an animal. A being who naturally makes you smile. So if you're choosing a person, it could be a child, a grandparent. Doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's alive. Could be a pet. Somebody who, or some being who you feel invites your heart to open a little bit, to soften a little bit. And you may find yourself jumping from one possible person or being to another. And just allowing yourself to settle on a particular individual now. And just bringing this being as fully as possible into your attention right now. So, seeing their face, their eyes, how they look, and how you feel in their presence. allowing yourself to be in the company of this being. And recognizing that this being, like all beings, wants to be happy, wants to not suffer, and so finding some words that express that intention that this being should, as far as is possible, be happy and not suffer. And you may like to use phrases such as, may you be happy, may you be as healthy as it's possible for you to be. Or you may find that there are other phrases that are more resonant, more applicable for you, that you find easier to relate to. And in that case, it's fine to use those phrases. So starting to repeat the phrases. May you be happy. May you be as healthy as it's possible for you to be. May you have what you need. All your own phrases. And seeing if you can to bring the fullness of your heart to the way that you're expressing this intention. So really meaning it as far as you can with all your heart. So paying attention not just to the content of the words, but to the tone in which you're saying them. And as you repeat the phrases, you may find that it's enough just to use a particular word. Happy, healthy, kind, whatever is enough just to remind you of your intention and to stay with the heart quality that you're inviting to your experience in this moment. And whenever your mind wanders, just inviting it back to the image of this being, to the words, to the feeling tone behind the words. And if you find this exercise hard to relate to or hard to connect to, or it's bringing up feelings that are difficult for you, the invitation is to see that experience as another opportunity to invite a sense of warmth and care to yourself and to whatever you're experiencing. Doesn't mean that you're getting this wrong. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or how you're doing this. It's simply your experience in this moment and another opportunity to invite warmth and friendliness to your experience. And in the next stage of the practice, the invitation now is to include yourself in the circle of goodwill. So, creating an image of yourself together with this being that you've been visualizing, and starting the phrases in relation to you both. So, may we be happy. May we be as healthy as it's possible to be. May we have what we need. Or whatever feels most appropriate for you. And again, remembering the heartfelt intention behind the words. And remembering that we're not trying to get anywhere with this practice, we're not trying to feel anything special or anything in particular. This is about reinforcing a sense of goodwill. May we be happy. May we be as healthy as it's possible to be. May we have what we need. And again, if you're finding this exercise difficult, another option can always be to come back to your breath, experience of your breath in your belly, for example, or back to the sensations of your feet or your knees on the ground, or back to experiences of sound. Or even it may be, you may decide that the wisest thing for you in this moment is to stop the practice. And if that's your decision, that's absolutely fine and maybe the best way to take care of yourself in this moment. But if you're continuing to visualize yourself with this being, holding both of you in a kindly embrace. With your attention and your intention. And in the last part of this practice, the invitation is to let go of the image of the other being and allow your full attention now to be on yourself. And you may want to put your hand over your heart or over another part of your body. And to offer yourself these phrases or other phrases that work better for you. Such as, may I be happy. May I be as healthy as it's possible for me to be. May I have what I need. Or other phrases that work better for you. So that now the invitation is to really hold ourselves in our own warm attention. May I be happy. May I be as healthy as it's possible for me to be. May I have what I need. I'm just allowing the heart to be open to whatever our experience might be as we focus now on ourselves. And again, you may notice certain thoughts coming up, or you may find that you have certain reactions to trying this. Just being as gentle as we can with these, not fighting them. Just noticing them, not pushing them away, not buying into them, but seeing them as another opportunity for kindness and tenderness towards ourselves. Giving ourselves the gift of this time and this presence. And now in the last part of this practice, letting go of having to do or say anything, and just resting in whatever may be left over from having done this practice. Being present with our experience, letting ourselves be just as we are. Not having to do anything, achieve anything, or be anything other than what we already are right now in this moment.